Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Eric Bogosian.
To present the 2008 National Book Award for Fiction is Gail Godwin. Gail Godwin is the author of 14 works of fiction and 2 works of nonfiction. Her books, The Odd Woman, Violet Clay, and A Mother and 2 Daughters, were all finalists for the National Book Award. She has also received a Guggenheim Fellowship, National Endowment grants for both fiction and libretto writing, and the award in literature from the American Academy and Institute of Arts and Letters. She has also written 10 libretti and has received 5 honorary doctorates. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Gail Godwin.
Barack Obama always takes it out of his pocket like that. That's a good time to be alive. First, a big, bold, rousing cheer for my fellow writer judges. And I'd like them to stand as I call their names and remain standing till I finish. Rebecca Goldstein. Eleanor Lippman. Reginald McKnight. And Jess Walter. Until lunch today, I had never met any of you face to face, yet through our conference calls and our emails, you have broadened the scope of my reading tastes, and you have rekindled my belief in that thing called consensus. As one of you put it early in our time together, I love this, we are 5 strangers thrown together to deliberate something for which there are so few guidelines and so much passion. Between mid-May and mid-August, the 270 fiction entries piled up in our homes, and we read like fiends. We exchanged excited, sometimes prematurely excited, emails, which then had to be followed by self-corrections. One of you wrote, "I've decided to use a gag rule on myself. Wait a few days to see what kind of afterlife a book has." In September, each of us compiled his or her top 10 choices for the best work of American fiction published in 2008. And then after further discussions, we picked our 5 finalists in October. As one of you said at the end of our final conference call, "These books will remain on my shelves, and I will teach them." Early on, when setting up our guidelines in judging, one of you suggested that we try for purity of intent. What a glorious ideal. The perfect mantra for everything from the judging of books to the governing of a country to behaving on Wall Street. In the 20 years since I last served as chair of the fiction panel, American fiction, to my way of thinking, has become even more inseparable from world literature. Reading these 5 novels, you will find Sarah Havo inseparable from Chicago, Italy inseparable from Ohio, and Florida's pioneers are an inseparable mix of African slaves, Indian hunters, European speculators, and poor American farmers. John Calvin haunts a home in Gilead, Iowa, and some former American children, now senior citizens, collapse time and haunt pre-Castro Cuba. The finalists for the National Book Award in Fiction are Alexander Heyman for The Lazarus Project, published by Riverhead Books, a division of Penguin Group USA. Rachel Kushner for Telex from Cuba, published by Scribner, a division of Simon & Schuster. Peter Matheson for Shadow Country, published by Modern Library, a division of Random House. Marilyn Robinson for Home, published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux. Salvatore Scibona for The End, published by Grey Wolf Press, an independent publisher. This year's National Book Award in Fiction goes to Peter Matheson for Shadow Country,
Needless to say, I am very happy and honored to have this National Book Award. And I did not prepare a speech. I was supposed to do a two-minute speech, but mercifully short. But I thought, what will you do with that pathetic little speech? It was in your pocket and you don't win, you know. I'd be creeping around the walls, skulking, looking for the exit, you know. I thought, I can't do that. So I didn't do it, but I do have a few thanks. I have a great table, number 15 over there, with my lovely wife, Maria, my agent, Neil Olson, my lovely editor, Judy Sternlight, my publishers, Jane Van Meren and Gina Centrello, good old friends, John Irving, Bob Loomis, great editor there, and others there. So without them, this couldn't have been done. You know, this book was quite a trial for everybody, including me. It did take 30 years altogether. And they had to suffer through it with me. It wasn't just that. Neil had to handle this thing. And then Modern Library very bravely stepped forward and decided to do it. I really was thrilled. I didn't know that anybody would do it because the first three, when they came out, which I wasn't satisfied with, had to redo. I didn't think anybody would do it. They weren't bestsellers. They didn't make a lot of money. So I thought, this is a real loser. And I thought the German publishers who came in were real bottom liners. And I thought, forget it. But they did, and they very bravely saw me through this thing. And I'm picky and I'm obsessive, and they had a tough time. I'm still picky and obsessive. I'm still picking out the right over there this evening. But they have really been very strong behind me, and I do appreciate it. And, of course, I appreciate all of you guys who are here and the National Book Foundation and everything. It's a very happy moment for me. There's one neurotic reason that it was only my lonely struggle. But I've had a hard time over the years persuading people that fiction was my natural thing, not nonfiction. So I have this neurotic thing. So, hey! Yeah. So, it's great. For me, it's very moving and really great. It's lovely to have friends here, lots of friends, including a lot of people who are up here this evening, Maxine and Marty Garbus. Marty and I were in legal situations together. We had, and Viking, of course. Viking and I were sued by the FBI and by the governor of South Dakota at one point. And Marty led the legal defense, which is wonderful. And Maxine's a wonderful friend from the West Coast. Barney, I haven't seen in recent years, but we used to hang out quite a lot. So it's wonderful to see all those guys up there. I also want to say how much I've enjoyed, much too briefly, my fellow nominees. It's been wonderful. I haven't had enough chance to talk to them. But I thought I would point out a kind of a cautionary tale. Years ago, I was nominated for the Fiction Award for a novel called At Play in the Fields of the Lord. And it didn't win, but I was encouraged by somebody who said, "Oh, well, you'll be back." Well, I want to tell those guys, I'm back. And they're going to be back, too. They're wonderful writers. They're going to be back. I just hope it doesn't take them 43 years like me. Thank you very much.